I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on February 10th, 2020. The latest release of the free and open source OpenShot video editor is bursting with new features. Version 2.5 of OpenShot adds experimental support for GPU encoding and decoding, which the project claims can provide performance gains of 30 to 40%. And the project has also completely rewritten its keyframe system so that it now offers real-time interpolated values and no longer caches the entire set, resulting in the system running orders of magnitudes more quickly. The release also introduces import and export file compatibility with Premiere and Final Cut Pro, and it's updated its animation support for Blender and offers improved auto backup and recovery functionality as well. Valve has released Proton 5 for Steam Play. And with Proton now rebased onto version 5 of Wine itself, users should benefit from increased compatibility for a number of games on the Steam platform. The new version also sees DXVK being used by default for rendering Direct3D 9 games, but users without Vulkan support are still able to switch back to OpenGL-based rendering via a configuration option. ARM has unveiled new microcontroller and companion neural processing units that are designed to speed up AI on unconnected edge devices. The company's new Cortex-M55 is the first to be based on the ARM's Helium Vector Processing technology, which aims to offer enhanced machine learning and digital signal processing for even the smallest embedded device. And while the Cortex-M55 can be used on its own, ARM is expecting many to be paired with its new Ethos U55 micro neural processing unit, which was announced at the same time. Both chips are fully supported by ARM's Cortex-M software toolchain and launched with support for the TensorFlow Lite microcontroller's machine learning framework. Taken together, the two chips promise near 500 times processing capacity of similarly low-powered hardware, meaning that tasks such as voice or image processing that previously required cloud connectivity can now be run entirely locally. The team behind Elementary only launched its latest crowdfunder on Friday, but it's already close to reaching its goal of $10,000. It plans to use the funds to bring core project members together in person for a coding sprint so they can develop a new publishing backend for their app ecosystem. The team is aiming to build something that will be usable by other distributions with Flatpak-based software centers, as well as by themselves, and is also planning to implement a portable, authenticated payment system that could help independent developers monetize their software on Linux. We'll be talking to Dan and Cassidy from Elementary on tomorrow's Linux Unplugged, so be sure to tune in to hear more about their plans for App Center for Everyone. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/99. We'll be back tomorrow.